Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Warrior! You landed on the Coach JV podcast. This is a raw, authentic podcast helping you understand the power you have inside of you to accomplish great things. I'm just going to warn you, if you're sensitive, this is not the podcast for you. But if you're ready to rise, let's go. Warriors, rise! Good morning, everybody, and welcome to the Coach JV Podcast. We talk podcasts. We talk about motivation, health, and life. I'm your host, Coach JV, your top health and mindset coach in the world. Remember, what you believe in your heart, you think in your mind, will eventually become your words and become your reality. If you can see it in your mind, eventually you can hold it right here in your hands. What you repeatedly do gets ingrained in your subconscious mind. What gets ingrained in your subconscious mind becomes an unconscious activity. Now, warriors, patterns. So, like I said, I think my skill is making the complex very, very simple. And for some reason, since I came back from Peru, everything is very clear and simple to me, like really, really, really broken down at a very simplistic level. And I want to talk about patterns today, personal patterns. So what I'll do is I'll take it from a personal experience, and then maybe you can see yourself in that experience. Okay. So for me, and this goes deep, 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 deep rooted subconscious mind programming since I was a young child, we always talk about the toilet seat being left up, right? So when we get in an argument, quit leaving the toilet seat. Why does that argument come up later in a relationship when the toilet seat has always been left up? Because we're not actually focusing on the problem that's causing the discontention or the misalignment. To get the person to argue about the toilet seat, there's a deeper problem that's affecting the vibration that is causing the toilet seat conversation. There's actually something that hasn't been communicated that's deeper within the relationship that is causing the frustration, which is creating the circumstance, which is creating the vibration and feeling, and the toilet seat becomes the annoyance. So it's actually not the toilet seat. It's the deep-rooted subconscious mind programming. So for me, what I've realized, and this is where the rest of my life is going to be the best of my life, because I realized that situations, patterns kept re-presenting themselves. And the old self used to blame everybody outside of myself, not knowing that I am the cause and effect of everything within my reality based on my frequency of the decisions I'm making within that current paradigm. So relationship patterns, business patterns, friendship patterns. So these patterns keep replacing themselves with new people, new circumstances, new situations. And it's my job to recognize those through working on the problem, not the toilet seat. So the person that's creating that's in the circumstance that's representing the pattern is just showing you that the toilet seat's up. And you need to figure out what the problem is. So for me, the problem I've been dealing with is self-worth. As a young little boy, I was picked on as a kid. I didn't get the girls. I wasn't the person who started in football or was a good athlete. So I always felt left out. So what I had to deal with was self-worth issues and the things that happened to me as a young child for I believe shouldn't happen to a child. And I didn't really deal with those properly. And so for the last 16 years, I've been dealing with self-worth issues. And it still goes into the day. I'm 46 years old, and many of you are dealing with self-worth issues. So instead of looking at the toilet seat being up within your life as the things that are happening within your current paradigm, like you're always spilling your coffee or you're always getting fired from your job or everybody's always against you, it's not. That's the toilet seat. What the problem is you. What inside of you keeps causing that thing that's happening to you? And if you can really grab onto what I'm saying right now, what inside of you is causing all the things happening to you, you will become powerful beyond measure. You'll move from the created I am to the great I am and the creator. All right. So I want you to think about all the circumstances. You always end up in a relationship where you're always being cheated on. You're attracting those types of people. You're not a bad person, but it's deep-rooted subconscious mind programming and worth issues and respect issues for yourself that's causing you to attract people who don't respect you at the level you deserve to be respected at. Does that make sense? So when I leveled up, the people leveled up. And when I leveled up and the people leveled up, that means I had to continue to work on those self-worth issues, because if I allowed it to keep coming back into my life, I was going to lose the very thing that I attracted into my life. So you have to hold a frequency for a long enough period of time to get into that state where you can attract the things you want. But in turn, a wrong decision can put you back in the low-level frequency. Okay, so tomorrow I will talk a little bit deeper about that in the subconscious mind and how you rewire it through patterns to hold the frequency. Love you guys. Appreciate you. As we always say, warriors, rise. Get your shit together.